Beginn der Kran Dav, mit sich das Gitten Dav, hey, beginn am Rav, beginn Tess Master, beginn mit der Gemara Ile Mecherish, which is going on the words, the Gemara is asking a Rabbi from the Mishnah Dav Tess, that mentions if someone brings a get from Adin Siyam, and he cannot say before the Nechve Nechtam, if to say, then Miskem Bechassam, so Gemara asks, what's the Inyo Cholayim? So the Gemara is entertaining. Ile Mecherish, it means a deaf mute. So then the Gemara says, well, you think he can bring a get? But Tess is bothered with the question, he says, well, the Gemara didn't want to say something simpler. Could go in Elam, like someone who's mute. Or he should look, see this again, or maybe just didn't see the writing of the get. So then he's someone who cannot say before the Nechtav. So it says, no, if there was a case of a little member like Omar, should have just said that he didn't say, not that he can't say. That he can't say means someone who is inherently cannot because he cannot hear what's going on, and therefore it would refer to a cheresh. Because other people that just it should say, they were like Omar. Why, what are you saying that the Eini Yochel, I mean, Eini Yochel is saying that he inherently can. Next test must have been with the Gemara, if that's the case, Yochel Nami. If it's like what you're answering, that we're talking about La'ach HaShalom, after they learned. So what are you saying that then, if you can't say it's good, then even if Yochel Nami, as Tess explained, Perish Yochel Nami, Saga became Chasama. If someone, even someone who could say the Fanei Nechtav, well, why do you need to do that for? If they already know the Halacha, he's saying La'ach HaShalom, should be enough just to validate the signatures. Then the says, "Vatirim begin to say, wait a second. So my kasha l'Rabba, why is this a difficulty on Rabba? Ki hechad l'Rabba nichali. Just like according to Rabba, obviously we're not asking him to him. It makes sense." Mefarshi explains, "No, eino yochel, someone who can't. You're right. That means tzoch kimcha. Some of you have to validate the signatures. Abul yochel, that's someone who can't. Not that, as the halacha is being said over here. Abul yochel, but if you call sagi by mefan nach, meaning then it's enough for mefan nach, meaning that the tzoch shnayim." That you don't need to have two, because Kim Chesamav needs two. So Achanami, first the Rabbi, that's what he explained for Rabbi. After that, they learned Rabbi Shabbat, they're the same thing. So why? What's you right? What's the question on Rabbi? It's not that you have to; it's that it is sufficient with Befani Nechtav. So Bemer Ben Tami says, no, the Rabbi Nicha. The reason why according to Rabbi makes sense because the Tana in Yochel Hashmina, the Tana cannot be letting us know the boy Kim Chesamav that you need to have Kim Chesamav of Beyochel, but when he could say Befani Nechtav, Sagi Boim Befani Nechtav. Then it's enough to say before the nechtav, avakav lechash of the rabbi can be kim chasamav. Although according to rabbi, it's not as significant as kim chasamav. Okay, that's what we're saying that it's going to be enough. Aval rabbi, but according to rabbi, before the nechtav, odaf mi kim chasamav. But actually, according to rabbi, before the nechtav is better than kim chasamav. Why? Because shemei chenas lishma. Because according to him, it's actually testifying that it was done lishma, and. Even la'achas shalamdu shemiyachas double kukula, it's still telling us that it was done lishma. Okay, in Tana, it's lishma. So Tana's coming to tell us. Then yochel, when someone can't, okay, sagi b'kim chasamav. Then it's enough for kim chasamav, because kim lekmin la'achas shalamdu. We explained this to him after that they learned. So yochel nami tiskele b'kim chasamav. So the Gemara's question is, okay, then even someone who could, it should also be enough for kim chasamav. That is the Gemara's question specifically on Rabbi, because he holds that. The Kim Chesamav is less than Befani Nechtav, not like Rav. Now, the Kama Farash Leon, the Gemara explains, Ihachi, if that's the case, well, then Chad Nami Leboi Shmuel Mirav Huna, Isagi Bekim Chesamav. If it's enough with Kim Chesamav, Kim Lekal Mechshav, maybe since there's no concern, maybe like plug bin Lamdu Lamdu, maybe they didn't differentiate between when they learned or they didn't learn. Mashan, the Gemara answers, Bechad, Pshit Le Tzach. When there's one, obviously you need, because. To say before the nacht, because Gzeri Shem Yachs of double kukulay, because there's a concern of Shem Yachs of the kukulay. Now, Vrima Farshi explains the Hachi Parach that the Gemara's question is like this: Ihachi, if that's the case, now what? This is the Dimer Maschel Taisa. The Yochel Nami, then even someone who could also, meaning, Hechadein Tzarach Kiyim, where you don't need Kiyim, Lo Yitzarach Leim, the Rabbi, before Nacht Benachtem, you shouldn't have to say before the Nacht Benachtem, you keep the Lamdu because they're written in the Alocha. And you don't need Kiyim. So what's the question? So that's what we're saying. Yeah, according to Rabbi, yeah, that would make sense, and that would be the same for Rabbi. No, the reason why I asked the question of Rabbi is because Leilam, in previous Digmar, said, thus you betray when two people bring it, Uba'is Medina Medin Siyam, and the same Medina Medin Siyam, regarding those cases, we said, Rabbi, Bahani Namikitan Masnid, that's still the Mishnah, but this says you have to, where the Kul Masnid in Islam Lokmar Balam, this text explains the question, because the whole Mishnah, obviously, we should explain L'Acha Shalamdu. And the problem is, in fact, that we ask from the Mishnah of the Isha Atzma Mefiya Gita that we're regarding the woman herself as bringing the get, which is obviously La'achar Shalamdu. The Imkain, Reisha Nami Arba Lamdu, and the Reisha is also talking about La'achar Shalamdu. And therefore, that's the question on Rabbah, that why he's saying be why are we saying that that's going to be the case that he's going to say b'fanei nechtav? No, according to him, it should also be yeah, like Rava, there shouldn't be b'fanei nechtav. And this way you could explain the Gemara's question, like Taisa just referenced before, later on, that says, if that's the case, then one also, why saying only by two, one also should not, that it's going to be the same thing. Now, initially, Rashi, in his commentary, in his handwriting, had written the Ach Kusha, this question, the Yochi Yochanami, that if that's the case, then even someone who could also. And also the question regarding if so, that one person also, these two questions that the two Pshat Matthias over have referenced, was Lamaida Salkadaiti Meikara. It was actually only according to the Havmina. The Rabbi less like the Rabbi. The Rabbi does not hold like Rabbi. Because that's the normal way of the Gemara. The Basadi Tais Machada, even though it was already refuted, and we already said the Rabbi is like the Rabbi, but the Mosul Midach, we still ask from other places. And it's really going, and therefore one of the questions that we were asking, that what do you mean? Why is it different than Rabbi? Because he actually doesn't hold like Rabbi. But for Shumachi Rashi, but then Rashi erased it. Bein Lefar, and not going with that premise. Bein Lefar Shiochal Nami, and don't explain that this Gemara's question of, you know, one also should be able to, that Loid Starach, L'Rabbi B'Fani Nechtav, that according to Rabbi, should not require B'Fani Nechtav, Kibin Lamdu, because it's really Lacha Shalamdu, because Bishlam the Rabbi, the Chayish Lachlufe Nicha. We understand, according to Rabbi, that's a concern with lachlufei with kim shtars the almas, if you have to say b'fanei nechtav, that makes sense. But Rabbi, the yidan l'mahan, according to Rabbi, that actually yidan is not effective. Same kin loas lachlufei, so it's not going to come to any confusion. So matzah b'fanei nechtav. But what do you mean b'fanei nechtav for? Don't say that's the Gemara's question. So the common British parak chain, because later on the beginning of the second parak in the tazayin obeys mashmas something. The kibin iskim b'fanei nechtav l'rabbi m'shum l'shma. Since according to Rabbi, the institution b'fanei nechtav was because of l'shma. Why did Rabbi the tzarch l'amar for la'achas l'amdoi? The rabbi agrees that you have to say it even after they look mishum echlufi because of confusion. So that therefore that would not be a valid question on rabbi, just like it's not on rabbi. To next test, I begin to go with the words that the reason why we acquire in these situations where by the woman herself is because we don't want to differentiate regarding agencies. So it says person of the shlichas the yachol, obviously because we say when in the yachol. Then we said that you don't have to say. But when you could, like by the woman, then we do require her to say. So the husband also, when he brings it, should also have to say b'fanei nechtav. Which Tais explains. This makes sense because the chimaisli ba'al when the husband brings like l'mefesh l'ziv. Then we don't remember because we're forgery, which is the whole point of having edim so l'gaimoy, which if you don't have it, that's why I have to say b'fanei nechtav. Because in the chashlat shul b'miskaven, he's not suspected to deliberately, intentionally try to make her have a stumbling. El Rabba, but the Gemara's question according to Rabba, but Baal Namalich is going by the husband Yosha also be concerned Shliyar that he shouldn't contest that what Dimitchilo Lohi Deir Shetzach Lishma he contested. Say initially I didn't know Lishma, which is this minor concern about Lishma. That's the concern for Rabba. Rishon the Gemara answers no, even according to Rabba, Mintka Nukah Yadav he's holding his hand, keeping the ears in the Lazal Maisa. As Tracy previously explained, this whole contesting is only a rumor. Like Lamechah Shliyar, we don't have to be concerned that he's going to contest, keeping Nukah because he's holding it, so we don't have to be concerned about this whole thing. And therefore, when he brings it, doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtav. Two people that bring a get, etc. Which Taisa says that the fees there, according to this, like a binayu lacha shalomdu. So after you say that, after they learned the halacha of the Shema, according to Rabbah, comes out that you don't have the difference either of the remaining two cases that we had between Rabbah and Rabbah, of the you betray. When two people bring it, because as we said, they really know the Shema, and when two people bring it, there's no problem of Eidim Tzum L'Kamer. But you do have a difference between them, a case where the document has been verified. Which, and the reason why we said, because even like Shalomdu, we said this, but that's only by Milsa the Shchicha, not by Milsa the Shchicha. That's what we're saying, that Mekuyim is Shchicha, in contrast to two people bring it. So then, you would still require it, according to Rabbah then. L'Kamen Brish Perek Sheni, later on, in the beginning of the second Perek, the Batazayim, and Brish Ikel Mandam, and the Shtayim Tzrichim Loimer, there is an opinion brought down, that two people, when they bring it, do have to say Afil Achshalom, even after they learn. Because the only first thing is that opinion obviously does not hold that it's considered something that's uncommon. So therefore, the Gezerah of Shemech Zabal Kukul, it does apply over there. Now, L'may Dachash, B'lei Mas Lesh Chicha, now, according to what that opinion holds, according to what Agam over here, considers it Mas Lesh Chicha, not common. So other time pack visit, we'll learn in the second pack later on the Tezvom Maraf, the Bezum Bifanenu Nechtam, if two people say in front of us, it was signed. The Daikne Rabba, that the Rabba inferred from the Yadan Lemahani, that's his source where he says that, oh, you have to say Bifanenu Nechtam, it's not enough to say we know. So avagam mistam ayra avshalom, even though we can presume that they're really talking about after they learned, and if that's the case, why are you saying it at all? I thought it's muslim shicha. But still they're saying in front of us it was signed mishum dekoydim shalomdu, because before they learned havavifanim dafka, that was the precise wording, and therefore they kept that word, even though really right now then you don't really need it anymore, and all you need is kim shtars, which is yadan. That we didn't want to differentiate regarding which agent. Pirush, another Tosafot explained, b'shlichas techad, and that's, we only said when one person is the shlich, then we didn't want to differentiate. Because in chad l'shlich, because we made the example of even one who is not common, like a woman, let's say, atuchad l'shlich, because of a case of that which would become. But aval beitrei atuchad l'gezim, but when you have two, which we said that that's mostly l'shlich, they would not, we said you don't have to say, because you're not going to confuse two with one. There, we didn't make the gzer. Next, says Master Begin the Gemara, says you asked, what do you mean? It should, it's someone been to get from Medin Ziyam, and he doesn't say. He said that it's because of you see, it's not lahakmon lahakel. What do you mean? What about lishma? So the Gemara says, oh, it's lahakel shalom. Do I be the gzer? Should have to look at kolis. So the Gemara answers, kishanis. You're right. We would generally be concerned for it, but she's already married. Which, already married, okay, then because of the gezeirah, we're not going to have her removed. Mentor says, well, other time, look, I'm a minister, we'll learn in the Braisa later on, meaning on the base, that if he didn't say it, havla mamzer, child's a mamzer, so what do you mean, would it help that you're already married? So, that's only if he didn't validate the signatures. If he did, then that's sufficient, and because of the gezeirah of Lashma, of Shemech Zabakukuli, that we're not going to make the child a mamzer. But then says Tezmatem, begin to say, Lachashbe, why don't you consider it as the Gemara brings later on the Pevam and Abadi Gittin, which we brought in the previous daf. There's three Gittin that are possible. But we say, Vimnissa Blad Kosher, but if you get married, the child's kosher. This is exactly such a case. They really shouldn't get married, but if you do it, the child's going to be kosher. Hashem says, what you can say is the Ksavar Rabbah, because Rabbah holds the Begimah Gittin Teitse. By those three Gittin, we should divorce her. If you have a child, fine, it's not going to be a mamza. You don't even have to get divorced. And once you're married, you're married. From time, if you're going to say, Lahai Lishna, the Pepeg Bez, according to that version, in the second peg, later on, the Yizayim it off. This, Lab Yechon, Rechon, the Chotch, Naim, Shevi, Yigit, Mnizayim, and two people, you bring Gedra, Mnizayim, Zayim, Tzrich, Elayim, if they have to say, if they have to say, etc. Mash, but something like that he holds, if you say, Mekin Lishma, because they don't know the halach of lishma, because you have two people, you have, why would you say b'chon nechta? You have kim shtaris with those two, obviously because of lishma. So heich mishanach b'reis lachad zahar, he explained the b'reis over here, di mishanelo kishanisis, if you're going to try to say, like our Gemara answers, when is it because it's talking about which you got married already, him kain, and this can be the difficulty, we just asked before, but you can't answer it, Rabbi Yechon, and kain lechashvi, according to me, you should consider it, b'hadi gim, so with those three getting out of possible, because Rabbi Yechon is a berg test, Rabbi Yechon was in the ninth parak over there. The Gimel get namelik tetzit, that actually by those who begin yosid don't have to get divorced. So then it is exactly the same. And the Eilam, we don't say the Lechash Shavel B'Salat till we get Batsim. Oh, we didn't consider only invalidations that are dependent on the get itself, which those who get in our Psul in the get itself. Here wouldn't be get Psul in the get, it'd be Psul in how it was delivered. It's not true, because the Amin Perek says the Gemara within that Perek brings Minyan and disable the Mu'utte. What's this? Why do you say a number? What's it coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude nothing about him before they nacht him. If he gave it to her and he didn't say before they nacht him, give it to my blood mamzer. The child is he has to get divorced, she has to get divorced, and the child's a mamzer. So you see that the case we're excluding is a case of not be'etzim in the get itself, it's rather in the nesina. So you see that, but without that, it would be included. So then this should be included. So memory, the Reese says, no, that who mills Rabbi Yechon on the Sabbalay Teitze? You're right, that teaching Rabbi Yechon holds that those three getting also you don't have to get divorced, is koi, kalish, nekam, the peg base would be like the first version and the second peg later on the design of base. That because of the, you're right, not like the version of Lishma, but that comes from the Shmaitin, which is like the conclusion of the Sugya, that's the primary reason. Or Inam, you could say, as our Gemara attempted a few times to say the machlekes to them, you could say that attempted one time that's machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi. Like the Gemara wants to say over there in the second paragraph of Yechon, and therefore you could say, yeah, one is going like Lishma, one is going like Einid Mutzul Mekam, and therefore wouldn't be a contradiction on his opinion to say over here Kishanissus.